Well, good morning and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Folks and I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint. I do the majority of teaching at the Lewis Center campus. However, this past week, a friend of mine was in town. His name is Brad Luter, and he taught for us. He's the pastor at Grand Avenue Baptist Church in Fort Smith, Arkansas, the big red-headed Cajun. He did a great job teaching us. He kind of had an unusual text. He talked about Matthew chapter 25 and this separation moment that's going to happen, the picture that Jesus uses in the text is sheep from the goats, and it's kind of this what feels like a judgment moment that's going to happen. And so he talked to us, kind of used that imagery of Stranger Things, and he talked about this struggle that we have where we interact with the unseen world while we live in the seen world. And we tend to say that there are other people or other situations and other things, and they're the stranger things. But the point that Brad made, I thought was great. It made so strongly to us that we are the stranger things. He quoted 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11, where Simon Peter says, "I urge you as aliens and strangers." Hebrews chapter 11 points out that same thing, that we are strangers and exiles in the world. And so a couple of points, a couple of ideas that Brad gave to us. One was, he says that biblical strangers, they shouldn't unpack. In other words, we live in this world, but we shouldn't live for this world. We shouldn't live in such a way that we make this world too much of our home, because we're just temporarily here. It's almost like we live in like a tent kind of dwelling, because this is not permanent for us. This is not eternity. And that kind of led to the second idea, where he said, you know what, biblical strangers then should take home with them wherever they go. In other words, wherever we are in God's presence. God is uniquely aware of us, and hopefully that should make us uniquely aware of the reality, the fact that he's with us wherever we go, and he's aware of us wherever we go. And so wherever we are is home, because we have him. He quoted Romans 14:8 to us. If we live, you know, we live for the Lord. If we die, we die for the Lord. Therefore, wherever we live or die, we belong to the Lord. So home is wherever we are, because of that reality that God is with us. So I just wonder this morning, as you're taking some time, maybe on your way to work, or maybe you're getting some things done at home and you're listening to the Drivecast, that maybe you're thinking about that reality of what's really home for you. Home is that thing that you run to, that thing that you rely on, that space that you feel like you can really count on. And I'll just say, from a personal perspective, sometimes I start treating other things like they are home for me. I start holding too tightly to things. I think about things like in terms of long-term ownership, when I forget about the things that I have, all the way down to my mental faculties, my physical body, all of that. I'm not an owner. I belong to God. He has purchased me with his blood on the cross, and so I am not my own. I've been bought with a price. And so it's just good for me to pray and to say that to the Lord, to say at times, you know what, God, I'm not mine, I'm yours. And so I wonder now, if just as you're prepping for your day, or maybe you're already into your day, that right now just take a minute and just breathe that prayer back to God and say, God, the things I have, the possessions, my health, none of that is mine. It's all yours. Just take a minute, would you, and pray that right now? And then maybe just take a second and pray, okay, God, and home is with you. I want to be where you are today. I want to see what you see. I want to feel it the way you would feel it. And I want to respond to your activity. Just take a minute and pray that. God, we're grateful for your grace this morning. We're grateful for the way that you love us. And God, we just want to say that home for us is where you are. That phrase that we often hear spoken, that this world's not our home, we're passing through. God, that's reality for us. God, sometimes we get our eyes off of this the stuff that we have, and we want them to look to you, and we want to look to things that are eternal and things that are real, things that matter. We pray, God, today that you'll use our lives. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thanks again for listening to the Drivecast, and we hope to see you tomorrow.